that someone asked recently. What if a person has a package or a bowl of candies? For argument's sake, let's say Mike and Ike's or something like that. And he likes one of the flavors and doesn't like the other one. So he takes out the ones that he does not like in order to leave himself with the ones that he does like. And this is on Shabbos. So that's a problem of Borer. Takes out the ones that he does not like. Is he allowed to eat the ones that are left? Can he still eat the ones that he now has after this malach of Borer? So there is a halacha of Maisa Shabbos, which means a person does a malach on Shabbos, not allowed to receive benefit for the duration of Shabbos. No one's allowed to receive benefit for the duration of Shabbos. If it was done b'mezid, then he's not allowed to receive benefit even after Shabbos. So the question is, would it apply to this case? So the Be'er Halacha, in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Tes, writes that when it comes to the malach of Borer, Maisa Shabbos would apply, but then he sort of equivocates. And he says, in Prima Gardim, I ain't grow up, maybe not. So what are some of the possible issues involved, and are there tzdadim lahakel? So first of all, one side is the following. At the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses Maisa Shabbos, the Be'er Halacha there quotes from the Chayi Adam that this prohibition is only if Nase Maisa Beguf HaDavar Shenishtana Mikamos Shehaya. Something was done to that object, and now it's changed, it's different. What's the prototypical case of Maisa Shabbos? The case of Bishul, that a person took a piece of raw food and now cooked it. So now this object is different, and you cannot get benefit from that, at least certainly not on Shabbos. But if that's not the case, let's say a person violated the malacha of Hotzah, and he carried something from one place to another, then the object itself hasn't changed. So then Maisa Shabbos would not apply. So how would we view this case over here? He did a malacha, but the candies that are left, he took out the yellow candies, the red candies are left. So the red candies, are they really different than they were before? Have they really been changed in some way? Maybe it relates to a general discussion about the Malach of Borer. What exactly is the Malach of Borer? Taking out the ones that you don't want, that act as a Malach of Borer? Or Tikkun Ha'ochlin, fixing the ones that are left, because now they're not mixed up with the bad ones. Although, when it comes to something like candies, each one is really significant enough that do we really view it as mitukan when you took out the ones that you don't want? In any event, that is one discussion that could be relevant here. Another discussion, Ravad Yosef basically raises the exact question, not exact, but pretty much exact. Very, very comparable. So he raises the following. Is Maisa Shabbos, how do we define that? Is it hana mi malacha? Is it that you got hana from the fact that a malacha was performed? If so, so then he points out there are some who raise the possibility that if the act could have been done, the result could have been accomplished beheter in a mutter way, then you don't really benefit from the fact that a malacha was done, because it could have been accomplished in a mutter way as well. So that's one of the sad things about Borer, is that you can always, pretty much always do it in a mutter way. You could have just taken out the ones he does want. Or he could have found someone who likes the yellow ones and given them to him to eat right now. And then that would have been mutter. So maybe that would be a tzad lahakel. And finally he says, if you put you took out the yellow ones. If you put them back in, so now you did an act of borer. But now the result is exactly the same as when you started. Actually, the Tzitz Eliezer wonders if maybe it's not called borer anymore once you mix them back in. Or certainly if you intended to do that. In this case, he didn't intend to do that. But Rav Avadya wonders, even if it is an Isser, but now at the end of the day, it's all the same. There's no hana whatsoever from the fact that a malacha was performed. And therefore, he says, there would be room to be lenient in this case. So obviously, precautions should be taken. It's in this case, it's so easy to do what you need to do, or you want to do, in a mutter way. It was so chaval to do it in a way which is Asr. But if it was done, does that Asr the ones that are left? Not necessarily. And Rav Avadya says, put them back in. And then for sure, we would allow you to eat the ones that you actually do want to eat. Have a great Shabbos. If people could pick up the chairs, that would be helpful.